I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
What started as a crazy experiment in New York is spreading. 36 Democrat Socialist America candidates have now won their primaries at the state legislature level or higher, including more than a dozen in congressional primaries. It's spreading, folks, and it's not slowing down. So Trump had a warning about this.
Communism's easy to sell. I would be the greatest communist in history. I'd be right up there with Lenin. I'd be as good as anybody. You've got free rent for the rest of your life. What they don't say is that you'll be living in squalor in 12 months. You've got a free house. Would anybody like to have a free house? We'll take it away from somebody. We'll give it to you. You'll have murders all over the place. Communism's a disaster. It's been proven to be.
Meanwhile, Democrat Socialist America won around, assuring everybody that, you know, it's not a big deal. It's you'll barely even notice socialism. It's great.
When I talk to voters about what we're doing and why I'm a Democratic Socialist, I remind them that we have socialism already, right? It's in the roads that we drive on. It's in the schools we send our kids to. It's in the fire stations we call upon. I'm just asking that we extend that security to our healthcare, to our housing, to our nutritional food, to our higher education, so that we're actually meeting the basic needs of everyday working families in this country.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, what she doesn't mention, two things. The reason that the roads and the schools work is because capitalism undergirds them. You can't have socialism without capitalism. Socialism is a parasite on the back of capitalism. That's why it works. And it also works because these are things we come together as a society to vote on and care about in our communities. It also works. There's no other way it's going to be roads. I mean, everybody can't have their own private road. It's not, I mean, it's just not enough room and there's not enough money. So it works. What she's talking about, she's not going to tell you this, is complete ownership of all property by a central party. There's no voting after that. None that matters. Anyway. So folks, they're running around and they're saying it's not a big deal. You'll hardly notice anything's even going on. And even had CNN saying, look, that this doesn't make any sense. Why are Republicans equating socialism, which Democrats like, with communism? I mean, it's not even going to, it's not even going to be noticeable. This is not a big deal. This is not going to be a big thing. And why are Republicans doing this?
And I just wonder why you can't just critique socialism as is and you have to go straight to communism.
Communism's much more, if you're just branding, and you know this as a communicator for campaigns, it's much easier
sounds
to understand.
Scary to go straight back to the 50s. Yeah. Love it. Okay. Yeah.
Talking about this, talking about the threat of communism, explaining about how Democrats are going to try and offer you free stuff, and that might sound good for a couple years.
Do you think they're skipping straight to communism?
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Communism.
Ah, these GOP folks, they're just exaggerating. Yeah, we're not going to communism. I'm not going to overthrow the government. Or are they? Folks, this was a Zoom meeting of Democrat Socialist of America leaders on the West Coast. You tell me.
And, you know, we have a unique responsibility to act from the heart of empire, the belly of the beast. The most important thing that we can do is take that empire down from within.
Our role ultimately is to facilitate our own empire's failure in ways that we can, ultimately to overthrow our own empire.
Imperialism is, U.S. imperialism is not a thing that can be reformed away. It has to be overthrown through revolutionary struggle.
And to build a mass movement that can use the leverage of workers to hit the kill switch on American imperialism here within the American empire.
Okay, cool. So once they do that and bring it down, Democrat Socialist of America leader David Jenkins, what are you going to do then? Again, what was the, tell me the plan.
I mean, our goal is liberation. Our goal is communism.
Huh. So, you know, CNN accusing Republicans of jumping the gun, but it doesn't sound like they're jumping the gun.
And I just wonder why you can't just critique socialism as is and you have to go straight to communism.
Communism's much more, if you're just branding, and you know this as a communicator for campaigns, it's much easier
sounds
to understand.
Scary. You can go straight back to the 50s. Yeah. Love it. Okay.
So just lie. Here's the scary part, though. CNN pollster Harry Enten yesterday had this during the Tea Party Revolution, which is really when our party started waking up and realizing, wow, these people leading us are, they seemed like Republicans, but they're really globalists, open borders globalists. We want to overthrow them. We don't like the things that they're doing. There's kind of a revolution in the Republican Party. At that time, among Republicans, Republican Party hit an all-time polling low of 52% approval. Do you know what it is right now among the Democrats for the Democrat Party? 47. Lower than during the Tea Party Revolution. So just 47% of Democrats say they approve of the Democrat Party. Even more frightening than that, Democrat leadership gets a +4 from them. They're popular at a +4 rate. Democrat socialists get a +17, according to CNN's polling. +17. So Democrat socialists, more popular in the Democrat Party right now than Democrats are. Yeah, that's kind of terrifying. And Joe Concha has nailed this on Fox News. What we're looking at here.
So we've all seen The Dark Knight, right? And the one great scene of Michael Caine talking to Christian Bale, saying that some people just want to watch the world burn. And that's what exactly the DSA wants to do here with the United States of America. They want to tear the whole thing down. This is what radicalism is. This is the goal from the inside, by the way. Get elected to places like mayor of New York or in Congress in New York or mayor of Seattle, mayor of Washington, D.C., and then slowly expand until you could watch the whole thing burn. That's exactly what the DSA wants to do in their own words. Not yeah. my opinion, Todd, not your opinion, or we're talking about in the five and it's opinions. No, this is fact. This is the goal. And this is something that Democrats need to be concerned about, because if they think they could get along, in other words, if they think that as an establishment Democrat, that these people coming in to the Democratic Party are going to work with Democrats, they will work to take them out first, then eventually the Republicans, then eventually the U.S. government. This is not hyperbole. Their words right there, Todd.
Joe, thank you so much for joining us.
Texter writes, Tara, in the 60s, when I was in school, I was taught that America could be taken over from within by the communists. And their time could take unlimited time to do it. Another texter writes, hey, Tara, I'm 56 years old. Never thought I'd say this, but there's a civil war coming to this country. Folks, that is why I refer to places like New York City as post-American territories, geographically American, but otherwise unrecognizable and drifting further and further away every day. And finally, texter writes, communism gets you oligarchy. Socialism gets you tyranny. Capitalism gets you prosperity.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.